Well, hi, fellow humans, or at least I hope you are human. My name is Ellen, or you can call me Ellie. To me, Ellen and Ellie feel like different people, but Ellen has helped me adult a lot more than Ellie. And sorry if that's weird. So one thing that you need to know about me is that I like to do things that others don't expect, which might explain things about me, like how I'm majoring in actuarial science, or that I moved 14 hours away from home, which no one expected. But my major was a curveball for everyone in my life, but it challenges me every day, and I love that about it. I also think that challenges have helped me become more independent. I hope my literacy history will help you understand how I have gotten good at being independent. But even though I claim independence, it doesn't mean I do not ask for help. But I try really hard to do it on my own first because I'm independent. The text and media that influences me now can be seen in many different areas of my life. First off, and the most obvious one would be the text involved in my major, because that is my main focus while I am in school. A degree in actuarial science involves gaining a high understanding of mathematics, statistics, and my business courses. But not only that, I have to gain a high level of understanding of these topics because I have to take a series of exams. So that means there is even more stress and pressure behind my courses. So I am constantly studying for the next exam, which I'm taking my next exam in September. So probability is always on my mind right now. But these wide range of text really changed the way I look at the world. I mean, through these texts, it even changes how I played Yahtzee the other day. All I could do was try to find the probability I was going to get a Yahtzee. Yes, this is my life. I have also gotten to know the insurance industry and everything great about it, and I have truly fallen in love with it. But besides textbooks, I also use the help of the great and only YouTube, because when I am trying to figure out a problem, I cannot fret because there's always a YouTube video about it. So this is great when I'm trying to learn a new topic or trying to understand something I didn't know previously. But I also, you know, get stuck watching America's Got Talent golden buzzer moments like any other human. So I hope some of you understand my struggle because it is real. But just so you know, I have gotten to know myself by being challenged by this coursework, and I have learned a lot about myself. And I am proud to say I often find myself in my professor's office asking questions, which are the moments I ask for help, and I don't think that makes me any less independent. But I also give a lot of time to Snapchat, which I know a lot of you probably do as well, but I don't use it to Snapchat people. I don't post a lot of stories either, but darn it, I love their news section. I often find myself learning about things that are happening in the world through Snapchat, because every morning I get my cup of coffee and I read these stories. This might be strange, but it has become a part of my routine. Snapchat's formatting really helps me enjoy staying up to date about things that are happening in the world. One of my favorite channels is called The Dodo. And today there was an article called "What Really Happens to Racehorses After They're Done Racing." And so just by this article, I learned a lot about what happens to horses when they're retired and their mental state and how they don't know how to play because they've worked their whole life. So I thought that was interesting, and it's something I never would have been introduced to without the Dodo or Snapchat. But these texts and media might seem like they don't go together, but they are a large part of my life. I have had to go through a lot to get here, and this is where I'm at now. But my literacy history has a lot of background to it. So, to understand my literacy history and how I've gotten to where I am today, we have to start at the beginning. The beginning of when my life started changing and when I started my literacy journey, I was in second grade in Louisiana at a private Catholic school. I loved my class. I enjoyed myself. Loved the activities. But the following year, we moved to Los Angeles, California with my family, and I entered into a K-12 online homeschooling program where my mom became my instructor, which was a big change because I was used to the big classroom. So that was a big adjustment, and it changed how I learned because I was thrown into this different environment. Spelling tests were so strange because I often had to get my older sister to call out the words instead of my teacher calling the words out to the big class. So that was really hard. My mom, in turn, became one of my biggest literacy advocates because she was that person that made me do schoolwork and taught me. So that was a big change as well. One of my first big stories that I remember having trouble with when I was younger was learning how to summarize. For some reason, summarizing was just extremely hard for me. And I remember going up to my mom and trying to get her help because I just didn't understand or I didn't want to do it. And she just looked at me and told me to just do it. And so from that moment, I just went and I did it. It took a really long time, but I got the courage to just do it, and it was not very good, but sometimes the first time you do something is not very good, and that's important to understand. So this was one of the first moments I was introduced to becoming independent because my mom couldn't be there every step of the way, and it was hard because she was my mom and my teacher, so you expect that to be a part of it. But no, she made us be independent, and I thank her every day for that. But being independent has helped me in my major, actuarial science, because I've previously talked about how I've had to take on these really hard subjects, and it has really helped that I have been able to learn on my own and study, but still have those moments when I ask for help. So that's it's a big part of my life. Another part of becoming who I am today is my relationship with reading. I often found solace in reading when I was homeschooled in California. It was a safe place, and I found myself almost being a recluse in my little room reading because it was just so easy to do. It even became a problem with going to bed. My dad would have to check on me every night to make sure I was actually sleeping because sometimes I would just want to stay up and read because that was what I liked to do. I would spend most of my day reading and I loved it. And then I started moving on from reading. I started learning a lot from the TV shows I was watching, which is different. It's not what many people would expect, but when it comes to, you know, documentaries and, I don't know, even getting to know other countries. I'm obsessed with British reality TV, and I was at a young age too, and so I've gotten to know a lot of different cultures due to the shows I watch. I love documentaries. I learn a lot from documentaries. But as I grew up, I changed, and my taste changed, and reading was always there. I don't read as much anymore, but it's still a big part of my life. I just read in different ways. I'm honestly always reading textbooks instead of young teen books, but I love it all the same. But all of this kind of got me out of my comfort zone. As I grew up, I got out of that hole of being in my room all the time reading or watching documentaries and shows. But I started also exploring more movies and TV shows as well. I even became in love with the French movie Amelie, which really had a big impact on my literacy history because it introduced me to a whole other world. It was different from any film I had ever seen, and it introduced me to French culture. It was a shock because it just was such a cool movie. The way it was filmed, the way their story was just really interesting to me, and it kind of got me out of that mindset that English is the only language out there, because there is just so much more literacy works, artwork, books. It's not, the world doesn't revolve around the US or English, so that was really interesting for me. I loved it, frankly. And I find movies like that that get me out of my comfort zone. And that's a big part of my life. And the stories I've told you today have been a big part of my literacy history. And I hope it helps you understand how I've become independent. I was a very independent reader, but altogether, this is me. Altogether, I have learned a lot from my literacy history, and I've become a very independent person, but it was a necessary step for me to thrive in school, given that I moved from Louisiana to North Carolina when I went to college. So you assume that I moved from California back to Louisiana, and then Louisiana to North Carolina. So I've moved a lot, but it's really helped me become independent as I've changed schools. It has been very important. There have been other people that have been my literacy sponsor, but I will always be thankful for my mom, because she was always my first and most influential one. But, you know, just having a change, changes in my life has helped my literacy. And it has made me aware of the growth over the years. Just looking back during this assignment, I have gotten to know myself much better. So thank you.